Last time on This Week in Geek, Vegeta had his sights squarely upon Mike the Birdman Dodd. Can maximum nerdosity win against the Prince of All Saiyans? Find out at thisweekingeek.net.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Mike the Birdman Dodd of the Cambridge Chronicles and Terrible Warriors, but you probably know me from thisweekingeek.net, and welcome back after so long to Botched Role. What is Botched Role for those of you that don't necessarily know? Well, this is a show that I had dedicated towards tabletop role-playing games a little while ago, where I basically talk about different topics, some of my stories I've had over the years of role-playing, which dates all the way back to 1990-something, and I've decided with the Summer of Stupidity here on Twig, with the Flagship of Stupidity, I decided to kind of bring this back. Since Alex has Turd or Treasure, I needed something that was uniquely mine, something that I can speak with my own voice, kind of give ideas, opinions, and maybe some cool things for you, the listener, to kind of get involved in, to maybe send me your ideas and feedback. So if you want to get involved with the show, highly recommend you do. On Twitter, you can find me at BirdmanDodd. Same with on Facebook. You can also interact with Terrible Warriors on Facebook as well. You can find us there. Or you can email me directly, feedback@thisweekingeek.net or mike@thisweekingeek.net. I will respond to you or answer your question on the show. So the last time on the show, I think the last topic I did was the Collect Call of Cthulhu, where I talked about my brief adventures in the Call of Cthulhu system. And I wanted to talk about something a little bit different this time as sort of a reintroduction to the show. And now that I've had a chance to run a lot more games in tabletop since then, because Terrible Warriors has been running since 2012, I've got a lot more experience now. And that means I got a lot more ideas. And one of the things that I'm most notably known for in Terrible Warriors is the epic crossover, if you will. And I was literally just brainstorming this just a couple of minutes ago, thinking, well, what is an epic crossover, you might ask? And I kind of broke it down like this. Peanut butter and chocolate. Literally, what is the most epic crossover you can think of? That. Or to break it down maybe into geekier terms, you know, who'd win in a fight, Captain Picard or Captain Kirk? That's a crossover, you know, from the original series to TNG, right? So going back and thinking about this, I kind of started to think, well, what are some of the crossovers that I've done in the past? Most recently on Terrible Warriors last year, I ran Sailor Moon Thunderheart. And that was a crossover between Sailor Moon, Kamen Rider, and Dragon Ball Z. And it really kind of got me thinking, well, this is kind of my strong suit. I mean, we also had another one where we brought over the idea of, like, Survivor in a game show to Friday the 13th. We did that. Star Wars, in one of our first adventures, was where I crossed Star Wars and Aliens together, where we created Star Wars Leviathan. Because I always thought those two universes worked well within each other. Because Star Wars just needs a bad guy, like a monster. And what better thing do we have? And then one of my other adventures I did was Terrible Warriors, where we ran under the Mutants and Mastermind system for DC Adventures. And we called that Days of Future Crisis, where literally Ultron and Brainiac teamed up to take over the DC universe, and they crossed over into the MCU. And I thought that was a big epic kind of showdown, throwdown there too. And over the years, I've got to thinking, well, what are some of the other crossovers that I've always wanted to do? For example, I wrote down in my notes here, and this is kind of one I'm just going to give you. Now, everyone always thinks Star Wars and Star Trek, that's the big one that everyone can says, well, who'd win, a Star Destroyer or the Falcon or the Death Star versus, I don't know, the Enterprise D or some shit like that. No, here's one that'll boil your brain, because I think this one was a really cool idea. Now, I want you to picture Star Wars, the epic war of good versus evil, the Rebel Alliance versus the Galactic Empire. Literally. Basically, the good guys, the bad guys, locked together. Well, what if? What if one day some threat came from outside the galactic core, or came from literally dark space? And you probably guess where I'm going with this one here. Now, I'm not talking about the Yuuzhan Vong, because fuck those guys. No. I'm talking, what if you could cross Star Wars with Mass Effect? So just imagine, what if the Rebel Alliance had to convince the Empire that the Reapers were coming? Just imagine Star Destroyers versus a Reaper. And could the Reapers be repelled by Star Wars technology? I mean, look at the size of Sovereign. Something like that, or even Harbinger. Could it stand up to the Death Star's laser? People are going to say, well, yeah, it destroys planets. And an entire fleet could take out Reapers. So, you know, what's the challenge there? But what if the Reapers got smart? And what if the technology was just different enough where raw firepower wouldn't do it? Or if what if the Reapers took out the Death Star? Or took out the Super Star Destroyers? What if the Empire didn't have its big planetary weapons that it's used to dealing with these huge threats? Instead, it has to team up with the Rebel Alliance to win the hearts and minds of the people, to team up against this threat that they may never have ever seen before coming. And that's just one idea that I had. And sort of the idea with this boss troll is how and why you should do a crossover. Why you should do it, it gives your players something unique and kind of cool that they may never have seen before. Like with Sailor Moon, I could have ran a typical Sailor Moon adventure and just had them fight a typical Yoma with Queen Beryl, or I could have had them fight the Doom Tree and I can't remember what the bad guy was called, Doom Spectre or some bullshit like that. I don't know. The Doom Phantom, I think. I don't know. I've only seen Sailor Moon through, like, once. So, I kind of got to thinking, why can you do this for your players? Because it does give them something new, something exciting, and it does can lead into longer running campaigns if you want. Let's go back to my example of talking about Star Wars Leviathan, which is the Star Wars Aliens crossover. So I've established the idea that the Empire is breeding xenomorphs. They found them. So maybe they start tracking down, okay, where did Project Leviathan begin? And then that kind of leads them down to maybe they find the planet with the engineers. Maybe they find out that the xenomorphs were some kind of a bioweapon on their own. And then later on, you can cross that with the Predators or the Yacha, if you want, and the Predators are trying to wipe the galaxy clean of the hard meat because they realize how much of a threat they are. And I use that term hard meat because that's a throwback to the old Dark Horse comics where they talked about the hard meat and the novelization, but whatever, that's neither here nor there at the current time. But anyway, so going back to this, it gives your players something exciting. I mean, and the main reason I thought about doing this, and this goes all the way back to, it was either a Wizard magazine or a Toy Fair magazine, if you remember what those are. Back in the 90s, there were these magazines published that talked about geek culture. And Wizard was primarily covered comics, but it also covered toys, some video games and stuff like that. Toy Fair was, well, toys and collectibles and whatnot. But there was one issue, and I can't remember which one it is. And if somebody out there has this, or knows of it, or knows, believe me, I'm not fucking crazy. But they gave AD&D stats, World of Darkness, and I want to say GURPS, or some maybe Traveler, I don't know. Stats to the Terminator, an alien warrior, the Alien Queen, and a Predator. And it says, well, what if your vampires from the Bruja and the Gangrel Clan ran into a Terminator who has an M60 loaded with silver slugs fighting the Guru, or sunlight flares? And that kind of got the ideas rolling. I'm thinking, all right, well, if I'm going to do something cool for my players, I wanted to do something in the realm of vampires. At that time, that's what I was playing a lot of, was vampire with my girlfriend at the time, I think a few other people. But either way, I crossed over Vampire and Highlander. So I decided immortals exist in the same world as the Kindred, the Guru, the Hunters, the Mages, the Geist, all that shit. But going back to what I said earlier, before I went off on this tangent, doing it can lead to some really neat ideas. Once again, let's go back to the classic example, Star Wars versus Star Trek. Why are the universes colliding? Maybe dimensional travel, time travel, the galaxies literally are far, far away, stuff like that. There's so many tropes that have been used before, and you can use them and probably not sound stupid, depending on how you want to approach it. And that's what I encourage you to do, is if you're going to do crossovers, you can do really weird. You can do really weird ones, as my wife is doing stuff in the background, dropping shit, but that's the joy of live to air. You don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, back on track. So, what was I talking about? Right, unexpected crossovers. So, once again, you expect Star Wars, Star Trek. I gave you the unexpected of Star Wars versus Mass Effect. One of the weirder ones that I've done is I crossed Doctor Who, Buffy, and Ghostbusters into one game. We did this on Terrible Warriors for Ghostbusters Now Hiring. And that was more just, I've always wanted to play the Buffy game, and I love their idea of vampires, how they're demons inhabiting a body. And I got to thinking about that. Well, demons suggest ghosts to me. Does that mean they can be extracted with a proton pack? And I kind of got the ball rolling from there. And that's when you're doing crossovers. One of the things, at least I do anyway, is make sure, at least in some weird way, it makes sense to you. Once again, with going with the Star Wars Mass Effect example, they don't talk about what's out in dark space in Star Wars, other than the Yuuzhan Vong came from, I think, dark space themselves, or they came from the deep outer rim or some shit like that. So you can deal with stuff that's in the unknown. For MechWarrior, there was the clans, which was the periphery. And they had other people there fighting and whatnot. And you could do a lot with that too, because it's a new threat. And I'm not saying the clans were a crossover, but if you deal with unknown elements, introduce that into your games because you can play with it. Doctor Who is one universe that is crossover rich potential. Because the rules of Doctor Who are so fast and loose, what's to say the Doctor doesn't come to Earth and meets a Ghostbuster or meets a vampire, but to him a vampire might not necessarily be a demon, it could literally be an alien or shit like that. The rules are so ridiculous, you can do whatever the hell you want. As long as you're willing to play within the confines of one universe or the other. And that's kind of what I mean. Like, you kind of have to have a good idea going in what you want to cross over. I'm trying to think of another example here that might work as well. Transformers and GoBots. We've always heard about the verses there. Yeah, the GoBots could just be an offshoot of the Cybertronians that from Gobotron. You could very easily make that work into a game if you wanted to have a Transformers-based game or even a GoBots-based game where you're fighting Cybertronians. Hell, you could turn it into a race war if you really wanted to. You could have some really interesting parallels there, too. Or another one that I thought of, and this is for my friend Lacey, who I'm introducing to role-playing later on this year, I'm hoping to anyway, is she really likes the Resident Evil movies. And think of those movies what you will, whether they're good, bad, or complete shit. It takes the Resident Evil mythos and turns it into something different. Okay, so it's Resident Evil for the masses. Cool. What if, instead of, if you run a Resident Evil role-playing game, everybody expects Raccoon City. Everybody expects to run into Chris, Leon, Jill, Barry, Ada, blah, blah, blah. But what if you took that idea of Umbrella itself as a concept, and turned that back? Here was my idea for a crossover. Look at Resident Evil's Umbrella Corporation. They develop bioweapons, technology. And in the 90s, because Resident Evil happens during 1998, I think, in the Arklay Mountains, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway. So what if Umbrella, during its early years, was doing genetics research, which it most definitely does? What if they made friends with another corporation during that time? You're probably not going to see this one coming, folks, but I kind of got the idea looking at my shelf. Not just Dino Crisis. Obviously, them being made by Capcom is a huge idea. But what if they ran with InGen? And InGen is the corporation from Jurassic Park. And what if you had that? Resident Evil, the Umbrella Corporation working with InGen. Maybe that's where InGen got their genetics idea. Because if you've seen the new movie, Fallen Kingdom, you know they're trying to weaponize the experiments. They're trying to weaponize raptors and T-Rexes and all this shit. They're trying to make the Indoraptor. So what if, during the 90s, Umbrella wanted to steal the genetics research from InGen and Biosyn after the fall of Isla Nublar, before it got nuked or destroyed or whatever. It depends on whether you're following the book or the movie, whichever. Obviously, we're playing with crossover here, so you can do pretty much whatever the hell you friggin' feel like. So if you take these ideas, you can do something kind of cool. And I think that's the whole idea here, is you want to create something neat for your players, but also for yourself, because I've often described myself as I'm a GM who plays best when I'm in somebody else's backyard. Ask me to create my own world. Cambridge Chronicles, I kind of did and kind of didn't. I stuck with some of the established things of Faerun, but I didn't really go into depth with the lore. I had Waterdeep. Yes, I had Baldur's Gate. I had Mystara as the goddess of magic. And I had some of the locations, but I didn't exactly go, here is Elminster, or here's the Yawning Portal Tavern, which I did, but I think Elminster's from Dragonlance. Because, see, that's how well I don't know D&D. But with crossovers, if you take two properties you know and love, then you can create all the sandbox battles that you had as a kid into one thing. I'm looking at my shelf right now, other ideas that I've crossed over, and I want you guys to think of really weird ideas too. Hell, here's a little bit of behind the scenes trivia. Way back in the day when I played role playing games with Mark Muir, aka Commander Shepard, on the show for Com Bravo, it would have been 2013-2014. The game began as a heist game. Technically, that game was supposed to be like Ocean's 11. Or Leverage, and I kind of started it out as a generic heist, and then I crossed it with the Terminator universe, and I just thought that was kind of cool. So I guess that's the whole gist of what I want you to take away from this, is think of properties that work well together. Like I said, there's always the Star Wars, Star Trek. Aliens works with almost anything. Hell, they've had Aliens versus Green Lantern, Superman, Aliens versus Wild Force, which is a fucking awesome comic. You should find it and track it down. The aliens breathe fire. You look at Batman versus Spawn, for example. Like, some of these characters just work. Or, you know, Punisher versus Batman. Or, to even take this a step further, amalgamations are not a bad thing. And I think back to the 90s, and I'm going to draw some heat for this one. So Mike at ThisWeekInGeek.net. There was a series of comic books that was created by DC and Marvel around 1994, 95, I think. And it was called the Amalgam Universe. And it was stuff like, what if Captain America and Spider-Man were one character, and it was like Spider-Boy or Super Soldier. You know, yeah, it was Superman and Captain America, and it was called Super Soldier. Or the Iron Man and Green Lantern, Iron Lantern, or Batman and Wolverine was called Dark Claw. And you could do a lot with that, especially if you look at a system like, say, Mutants and Masterminds by Green Ronin Publishing, or you could even use the old Marvel TSR rules, which we'll be using on Terrible Warriors in like a week or two. I'm trying to think here, what's another super easy crossover to do? Or another backyard battle you could do. Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter. That's another super easy thing. In fact, I think it's worth mentioning anyway. There was a Street Fighter role-playing game produced in the 90s, and it used the White Wolf rules. So if you wanted to have your vampires fight Ryu, you could do that. And I could actually conceivably see that working, because maybe the Camarilla could see the Street Fighters as a threat because they tap in the supernatural abilities. So maybe, I'm not saying Ryu is going to be the be-all and end-all of the Camarilla, but I don't know. That's just an idea. Trying to think of other things that maybe would work for you, or the benefits of this. Like I said, it's basically encouraging your players to have fun, getting them really excited to fight a Terminator or to fight a Predator. And it doesn't always have to be adversarial too. I know you could have crossovers where video game Expendables. Yes, it was a bunch of us coming together, but you'd never thought you'd see Commander Shepard, Alice, and the Master Chief all working together. Like, crossovers don't necessarily always have to be adversarial too. One crossover, this is for a Scrapped, and this may come back at some point. And this is one of the ones that's going to come out of left field. And once again, I go back to Doctor Who. Think of Anne of Green Gables, Road to Avonlea. For those of you that don't know, it's based upon a series of books and television shows about a little girl named Anne in PEI during the 1800s. How the fuck are we going to turn that into a role-playing game? Well, I'm glad you asked. Cross that with Doctor Who. Once again, there is so much potential in Doctor Who for crossover. It's astounding. And they've had Doctor Who with the Borg. Once again, I'm trying not to get adversarial, but they had the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith, working beside Captain Picard. And they had him working beside Captain Kirk versus the Cybermen and the Borg. And crossovers can be really fun like that too. You can bring over, hell, the Doctor can cross into almost any universe and it'll make sense. Ghostbusters, once again, going back to that example early in this episode, he wasn't there to fight. He was there to show up literally after all the adventure was over, after the Ghostbusters had taken down someone I'd called the General. And the Doctor was like, I'm taking back this renegade Time Lord back to my time. Maybe he can be reformed. Stuff like that. Or if you're playing Vampire the Masquerade, maybe the Slayer's a thing. And Buffy or Willow or, I don't know, fucking Xander shows up to help you fight werewolves or stuff like that. Or maybe you can also do inter-property stuff. And that's not necessarily a true crossover, quote-unquote. But with Vampire, you also have Hunter, Mage, Werewolf, Wraith, Demon the Fallen. You have all these possibilities. And you'll notice I'm only talking about the stuff from the 90s, because that's the stuff that I know and love. Another one that's easy to play with, Shadowrun. And you can cross that over with any different number of things, like anything cyberpunk. You can cross that with Ghost in the Shell and steal elements out of that if you wanted to. And a crossover doesn't necessarily mean stealing an antagonist or a protagonist. You can just steal ideas. Like, for Ghost in the Shell, clearly they have full-body prosthetics. In Shadowrun, I'm pretty sure you can replace most of your muscles and most of your body, but I don't know whether your brain can live inside a different case. I know there's cyber skulls, but I don't know the technology behind that. Either way. But you can steal those ideas too. Or, I don't know, who's to say the Ghostbusters don't find a TARDIS? stuff like that. So your imagination is literally your limit. And I kind of think of crossovers as, think of crossovers as Cutthroat Kitchen or MasterChef. Here are the ingredients. Make something fucking awesome. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to entertain yourself, which, as a GM, you yourself should always be entertained, but your players should also be having fun, too. And I encourage you to try weird and wild combinations. For example, if you told me 5 years ago peanut butter on a hamburger was good, I wouldn't have believed you. Last week, and this will be my eventual downfall, my friend Alex was making grilled cheese sandwiches. He's like, Mike, why don't you try a dollop of peanut butter on this? And I was thinking, ew, peanut butter and cheese? But no, it was actually pretty friggin' sick. It was good. So, obviously, have your Michael Myers and your Freddy Kruegers and your Jason Voorhees battle it out versus Buffy, Laurie Strode, and Heather Langenkamp, or Nancy. But also, be willing to have your Ghostbusters travel through space and time. Be willing to have your Thundercats fight the Silverhawks. Go weird. Go experimental. But always try something weird, fun, and different. Your players will thank you. You'll be excited because you tried something new and different. And break all the rules. If the movie, say, the T-1000 can't survive molten lava, well, maybe yours can. Maybe yours is the T-2000. So, either way, hope you guys have enjoyed this return to Botched Role. I know I have. So, until next time, I have been your humble storyteller, dungeon master, referee? I'm not sure what they call the dungeon master or storyteller in Shadowrun. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to look it up. But anyway, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard, and don't let your rolls be natural ones. Always roll natural 20s or many successes.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in a ha ha!
Ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content, and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at ThisWeekInGeek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.